Welcome into the Sunday Journal. I'm your host, Matt Pitta. Thanks for being with us today. We get together each week to chat about issues facing Cape Cod, the islands, and all of southeastern Mass. Welcome in today. A couple of days ago, you may have heard on our radio stations and read on CapeCod.com a major announcement that the Cape Cod and Islands Major Crisis Relief Fund had been launched as a disaster response organization to provide humanitarian aid to local individuals and families. And the new managing director, who is someone I knew we would see again very soon, Judy Walden Scarifile, the recently retired, I'm not even going to say retired, president of the Cape League, has now come back to take over this new great organization. The fund aims to fill existing gaps in preparing for and responding to major crises, particularly in the terms of long-term recovery assistance. Judy, as I said, I knew you wouldn't be gone for long, right?
Thanks for this opportunity,
Every
Matt.
Time I leave, they bring me back in, to paraphrase an old movie quote. And also joining you in this organization is going to be a very well-known person, the former fire chief in Mashpee, George Baker, and the chief joins us on the phone today as well. Chief, welcome to the program. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Matt. Great to be with you.
And as you agree, right, you can't keep someone like Judy down for too long after she left the Cape League.
You know, I don't know if people like Judy and I are bad pennies or good pennies or what, but we
exactly.
just keep coming back.
I was just going to say the same about George, yes.
Exactly. Judy, I'm going to start with you, if I could. We talked about this a couple days ago on the radio and online, but let's kind of have you frame the issue again, because this is a brand new effort here on the Cape, and it's very unique, and it's going to be pretty significant. This MCRF, a Major Crisis Relief Fund, what is this?
Well, what it really is, it's an organization that's an arm of the Needy Fund. So we are under the umbrella of the Cape Cod Times Needy Fund, which is 80 years old this year and has tremendous credibility and tremendous success record of helping people in the community. And that's basically what our job is, to help people in the community to get back to normal after a crisis, whether it's a Hurricane Sandy or a nuclear problem or a huge brush fire or, you know, any other catastrophe we can think of. If it involves 50 families or X number of individuals, it's just too big for the Needy Fund to handle by themselves.
The idea for this, did it emanate from a group of people? Did it emanate from the Needy Fund? How did this concept come about?
It did come from the Needy Fund, and DeWitt Davenport and his family were keys to making this, bringing this to the forefront and making it happen. So we actually formed a subcommittee about 3 years ago to start to work on this. And then we saw the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy lasting so long, we just said, we got to get in high gear.
You know, you don't wish the bad ill on any region, but man, did we luck out with Sandy. You know, so many of the experts told us that if it hadn't hooked to the left, that was coming at us with the full force, and
right.
You know, we'd still be in many ways in recovery mode in some areas. There are some portions of Staten Island are still not, you know, basically right again, in New Jersey as well. So how will this work? You'll be basically, you're using seed money, and is that from the Davenports, the seed money?
So we our goal is to raise $1 million, and, you know, that's a lot of money, but we think it's important to be prepared from the get-go. Hurricane Sandy Relief Fund, run by Mary Pat Christie, did a phenomenal job, raised $42 million and helped 250,000 people. We want to have the money ahead of time so we can go into action immediately. And we also don't want to compete with other first and second responders who are fundraising at the time of a crisis. We want to be prepared.
Let's bring the chief into the conversation, former Mashpee Fire Chief George Baker. Chief, again, welcome back into the program.
Thanks, Matt.
Chief, talk to me about your role. You bring, obviously, a tremendous amount of expertise and experience when it literally comes to being boots on the ground, when it comes to emergency situations and a crisis like this. So what role are you taking on with Major Crisis Relief Fund?
Well, my role is going to be the translator, that go-between the financial folks that, you know, are going to make decisions where the money goes and when the money goes, and the first responders and the allied agencies that are out in the field who are determining they have a need. And a lot of times the need will be communicated with a federal code number or with something that just might not make sense to the regular public. Like during one of the last blizzards, I think it's like 2 years ago now, we opened the shelter, we got things going. Red Cross is a great partner. We, not me, but the group from the Barnstable County emergency planning committee had their stuff together. We had the plan, and all of a sudden, we had a need for adult diapers. And it didn't fit in. The Red Cross wasn't to the point where they were turned on yet with their purchase order system. The local communities were too busy doing what they were doing to be able to get a purchase order. And eventually, one of the chiefs, I think it might have been our friend from Dennis, took his credit card out of his pocket and went out and bought 50 adult diapers. And as silly as that sounds, I mean, that's a major, major league problem as you are winding down from the disaster and ramping up the recovery. And this group is going to be, you know, partially that stopgap for the emergency responders. And that's going to be that other piece where, you know, a family could keep maybe their small business going if they were able to get a generator. But SBA, Small Business Administration, they're 72 hours out. Or, you know, if someone had a car, they'd be able to get somewhere and, you know, we could front or the group may consider fronting a rental car for 2 or 3 days. It's, you know, there are so many services, and one of the competitions is there are a lot and lots of services that helps this group, could help people out, but there's that gap. And that gap is so critical because a small business misses 2 or 3 days of being open, or a single head of household doesn't get to work for 3 days. It really starts to maximize that catastrophe.
You know,
so this group is being proactive, which is really a thing we do well on Cape Cod because we're at the end of southeastern Massachusetts. When something big, if Sandy wobbled a little bit to the right, New Bedford would have gotten hit, Fall River would have gotten hit, Brockton and Braintree might have been in the path. And then we're competing, when FEMA comes in, they do the numbers. And we're competing with those numbers to get ice trucks and to get supplies. This way, we can have money in the bank, have contracts in hand, and be prepared ahead of time. Be that like our mutual aid system, like the law enforcement councils have with their emergency response team, like the sheriff does with his communications plans. We have this stuff up front because we are not going to see help for 48 to 72 hours. And then when the larger pieces come in, whether it's Small Business Administration or the Farmers Loan Program or any of those, that takes weeks to months. And with Sandy, I believe FEMA still has people on the ground managing the money part of it in Staten Island.
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, they're still recovering down there, Chief. And another thing, I think, you and I used to talk about this when you were the Mashpee Fire Chief. We are isolated. The bottom line is, and I know that was a lot of the reasoning behind the creation a long time ago of the Barnstable County Emergency Planning Committee, because we really do have to understand that if we're in a real serious disaster situation, we are on our own here for a while. We have to be able to, we have to accept that, right?
We're on our own. We don't have the population that the cities have. We don't have the transportation infrastructure the cities have. We do have the military reservation, which is a huge bonus. But we don't have those other things that ramp up the priority for restoration.
Let's talk about how this is going to work then. Now we'll bring Judy back into the conversation. So you do have seed money, Judy, I think you said, right, to at least get things going.
Yeah, we have some seed money. So we're doing multifaceted things right now. We are working on a strategic plan for our fundraising campaign. And Dick Weir is our director of fundraising, and they don't come any better than Dick.
Mm-hmm.
And Dick and I are now meeting weekly, and we'll have a plan that we'll present to the Needy Fund Board, because ultimately that's who we answer to.
Right.
So we're working on the strategic plan for fundraising. We're working on public awareness, and George and I are attending the monthly regional planning committee tomorrow. Next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I will take advantage of the fact that George knows everyone.
He does.
In law enforcement and first responders, everyone from Bourne to Provincetown. So I'm going with George, and we'll have our website up on the screen, but I'm hoping that George will start to introduce me to all those
sure.
people.
So let's go through how this would work. Let's, you know, we have to create a scenario. You don't want to, you know, talk about it, but let's create a major storm scenario comes through here. And, you know, as George says, as the chief says, 72 hours before you start to see MEMA or FEMA. What do you envision this group, this fund, being able to do right away? Go ahead.
Well, one of the things is we're not going to be competing with first and second responders. So we really would come in after the county Red Cross shelters close. Unless there was a need, you know, if we got a lot of phone calls and people were in touch with George, if again, like the like the adult diaper situation, mm-hmm. if there was a need, we could step in. But we're really coming in afterwards for the recovery. So then it becomes unique. You know, how do people get in touch with us to say that they need some help if all communication is down? And that's where Joe Gordon, who's our director of volunteers, is coming in to play a huge role. And George's Joe's title is emergency management director of the Barnstable County Sheriff's Department. So he is actually the person who coordinates all responder volunteers, and so he coordinates CERT and major crisis medical reserve corps and other organizations that have been formed of people who want to volunteer. So we have Joe, who knows all these people, who's already connected and knows how to put them in place, ready to go into action.
What about the fundraising aspect of this? Now, $1 million is a big goal to raise here on Cape Cod. Do you plan major events, a series of events each year, a capital campaign, mailing? What's the plan?
You know, we're working on it, and it's too early to say. I think we're going to do multifaceted with mailing and with sponsorship, and we haven't done that before. But certainly businesses who really think about their employees. You've got that employee who wants to get back to work because they need the paycheck. The business needs that employee to get to work so he can open his business. But the employee's car is underwater. So like George explained, we might be able to do a car rental until their insurance kicks in or until public transportation gets up and running. So we're going to have the fundraising be multifaceted, and I think the idea of sponsorship and maybe asking some businesses, you know, have a logo on our website.
Right. One thing that I see happen, and I hope, I don't think it will happen with you folks, with agencies, when you need help, there's a lot of bureaucracy. You got to make a request, and then it's, you know, it has to go up the chain. Are you hoping that basically you can be almost instantaneous with assistance once a request is made and you vet it to make sure it's legit, that you can make that donation right away?
Yes, and I think the key is the communication side of it and finding out that information of who needs what, because we don't know how well communications will be operating in the crisis. But yes, we aren't going to have the red tape that other agencies agencies
yeah,
might
have. There aren't going to be three board meetings before someone has a chance.
We've got a kick-in immediately for $10,000 to go into effect right away. If it's much bigger and we need to go to $100,000, then we will convene more people.
And Chief, you know, having been on the front line, you know what that gap can be like. You've been at disasters, hurricanes, blizzards, major fires, that there's that period of time when in between after the disaster has been contained to when, you know, all the other assistance comes in, people can be left really holding the bag.
Yes, yes. And you know, the other beauty of this, Matt, is these folks have experience in giving financial aid to people. It's, you know, not like the one fund in Boston that had to be put together afterwards. They had to bring in their experts and their financial people and make the rules and do all that stuff. We're really fortunate that the folks at the Cape Cod Times Needy Fund, their committee, they have already set up. So it's not that you're just going to get in line and be handed a debit card. It's not going to be that free and easy. There will be some financial checks and balances. They know how to do the financial means testing very quickly and move the money along because they understand the urgency, as they've done for 80 years. So we're really sitting on the coattails of a very experienced financial aid emergency institution who's now going to be there for these larger events.
It is the Cape Cod and Islands Major Crisis Relief Fund. Chief George Baker, former Mashpee Fire Chief, has been with me, and Judy Walden Scarifile, who's now the new Managing Director. Judy, how do people get more information about getting involved, maybe donating, what have you? What do they need to know?
Yep. Simply go to our website, which is majorcrisisrelieffund.org, or call 508-362-4467. We are happy to give you more information and answer your questions.
Well, George and Judy, I appreciate being here. I'm going to say this. I hope we don't need you. Right?
But, right? We never see you again.
But
you know, people have been saying that about me for years.
But we appreciate you going to be there. We'll keep track of this. And this will be a great effort for the community. So thanks to both of you for stopping by today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
And thanks for being with us today on this segment of the Sunday Journal. I'm Matt Pittman.